a good player, such an aggressive player on her day.
Well, she's shoveled a forehand return back into court. Very short ball for Jabeur. She had all sorts of options, but somewhat inexplicably, she hammered it wide. So 40-30, Zachary, who questioned our ability to tell the difference between a boy and a girl dog, is querying other issues now as an off forehand from Jabeur. Oh, she got caught out there. She came in, played a nothing approach shot, and that was the most straightforward of passes for Goff.
Well, you do get opportunities against Jabeur. There are drops in the level of play.
On to Deuce. Jabeur out wide again to the forehand of Goff. Half volley down the line from Jabeur. Cross court from Goff. Backhand from Jabeur. Big forehand cross court from Goff. It's swiped back into play, but Goff's got a short ball and she's not put it away. Up goes a high lob from Jabeur, but it's long. Jabeur did well actually to get to that very firmly struck forehand cross court from Goff, who was racing in behind it. Jabeur managed to flick the ball back up over Goff's head, and as she raced back, she was pleased to see it drop long. And here is a break point now for Coco Gauff. First serve is long.
Gauff, of course, serving first in this second set.
Second serve is to the backhand. Gauff clubbed that one across court. Now she plays a forehand down the middle of the court to the backhand of Jabeur, who's now having to slice on her backhand. Gets good depth. Gauff goes cross court on her forehand again. She's there once more. Forehand down the line. Slice back into play from Jabeur. The backhand down the line from Gauff. Good defending, is it, from Jabeur? No, she can't control the ball. And Goff's got the break. Aaron, 2 minutes on the clock, and this terrific contest just changes gear ever so slightly with a first break for the American. She's 3-1 up.
And that's exactly what Coco Gauff needed to do. She imposed herself on the match. She said, I'm here. I want to take this. I want my place in the latter stages of Roland Garros. You will not take it from me, Ange Jabeur. And we've got a real contest on our hands now. And as I said, Coco Gauff serving first, which means it's a nice 3-1 lead. It does make a psychological difference on the scoreboard, doesn't it?
It most certainly does. Slice backhand into the net from Jabeur. So the first point of game number five goes the way. My maths is good,
good,
isn't
counting,
it?
Marcus.
Really good.
Well done.
3 + 1 = 4. So this is the fifth game. Zachary says, if someone saw that photo on Marcus's Twitter and thinks it's a golden lab, then they might require the dog's services.
Yes, the person who emailed in was actually one of our many partially sighted viewers. Viewers, listeners.
Zachary. Zachary. Got me into trouble.
Yes, you're all in trouble now. But yeah, we do have a lot of visually impaired and blind listeners, and we're very responsible. We're very conscious of our responsibility to bring them all the action here on Radio Roland Garros, and we're thrilled to be able to provide that service, well, to everybody who doesn't have access to a TV, as well as, obviously, our community of blind and partially sighted listeners.
Absolutely. Double fault from Gauff. So it's 15-30. And, of course, even if you have a TV, still really listen to us too.
Well, lots of people turn the sound down.
Yeah.
Not on the TV, I should add, not on us.
Turning it down on the radio does defeat the object a little bit. I did that last night, got back to the hotel.
Oh, thanks.
No, not the radio, and the TV. what put the French TV coverage on and listen to, it was Simon and somebody, slice forehand down the middle of the court, inside in from Jabeur. Now she's onto the backhand cross court to the double-hander of Jabeur. Double-hander to double-hander. Now, Goff's going to wind up. Well, she goes with the forehand back down the line. Now she'll go cross-court, but she puts the ball into the net instead. I think it was you and Simon, wasn't it, last night? No, maybe not. Who's
Chris and Simon, maybe?
Chris and Simon.
Yeah. The Cambers-Bowers combo.
And then, when I did get up to visit the gents at 12:30... I went to bed quite early last night, and then I saw the score and I heard you. Started chuckling to myself again.
Well, thank you for your solidarity.
deep return from Jabeur. Now she's slicing on the backhand. She'll go on to the forehand, goes back up the line, but just misses. You can see what she was trying to do, go back behind Goff.
Still a chance of just stopping that fight back from Coco Gauff in its tracks here. Jabeur with a break back point opportunity.
3-1, 30-40. Goff serving to the backhand. Turns down the middle of the court, off forehand from Goff. Both players getting plenty of height with their balls at the moment early in this particular rally. Really high ball from Goff. In comes Jabeur trying to attack it. Can Goff pass her? No, it should be an easy put away. It is for Jabeur.
Very, very frustrating for Coco Gauff. Thrilling for the crowd here as Court Philippe Chatrier fills up and more Ange Jabeur fans, by the sounds of it, take their seats on this sunny, high clouded day in Paris. Yeah. Not so far an easy day for Coco Gauff by any means. She is in a battle here and she is struggling to keep Ange Jabeur at bay.
Well, it's the perfect response to break straight back like that. Zachary has apologised immediately, Eleanor.
I should, Coco.
But listen, Zachary says, I feel really awful. Please give my apologies to that listener. And now I'm keeping quiet. No, you don't need to keep quiet, Zachary. Honestly, it's one of those things. But I will stress what Eleanor was saying. We're so pleased and privileged to have many, many blind and partially sighted listeners all over the world. And if we can just bring you a little flavour of Roland Garros, then, well, that's what it's all about, as far as I'm concerned. So, and don't worry, Zachary, I mean... every sort of 5 minutes I say something that I have to apologise for, so you're not alone. And at some point we will get the dog back in the room for a medical examination.
Poor dog, no wonder he doesn't want to come. He or she doesn't want to come in. Ryan says, good day team, 8:04 p.m. in Sydney. Epic masterclass from an inform Alex de Minaur yesterday in the last three sets. An epic for the ages. Potential match of the year contender awaits him against an inform Zverev. An absolute ripper in more ways than one coming tomorrow. Absolutely right, Ryan. I think that is one to savour and look after. Zverev really had to fight for his tennis life last night against Holger Rune. Second five-setter in a row. Jabeur just examining a mark where Coco Gauff's serve landed or perhaps didn't land. She's not 100% sure. She's just asking for Kadia Nuni to come and have a little look.
Gauff actually mishit the return and apologised, but it did land on the line.
It's a very equable conversation. Not exactly a shouting protest. Just a, can you come and have a look at this? I'm not so sure. Maybe.
It's equitable, but potential problems here for Jabeur because she's now lost the first 2 points of this game. Really good return from Gauff to get to love 15, then the mishit onto the line that Jabeur was just querying. So 2-3, love 30, now a second serve. Backhand return from Gauff is deep. Really good return from Gauff onto Jabeur's backhand wing, and she couldn't control her plus one. And having been broken back, Gauff immediately has three more break points of her own. And Jabeur's put her first serve into the net. Second serve to the Gauff backhand. Forehand cross court from Jabeur. Gauff can cover that cross court as well. And then Jabeur tries to go down the line with a forehand and misses. And she's broken to love. And we've had three successive breaks with the American back in front in this set now, leading by 4-2, having lost the first to the Tunisian by 6-4.
Well, I think the first break of serve for Coco Gauff was earned by her play, as Gauff just changes rackets. Actually, both players changing rackets, maybe because it's starting to heat up as we just get past midday here in Paris. But I think that break of serve was down to Jabeur just letting her level drop a bit. Either way, Coco Gauff 4-2 up in this second set and working hard to try and take us to a decider.
Good serve from Coco, determined, having got the break again, not to hand it straight back, as she did a couple of games ago. Oma's been in touch. join the coverage and the dog discussion as Goff puts her first serve into the net. Says, since the dog seems quite at home at Roland Garros, might I suggest Iga Świątek?
Oh, very good.
Excellent, isn't it? Deep backhand return from Jabeur. Now she's going cross-court. Goff is there to cover that one. Slice on the backhand from Jabeur. Onto the forehand cross-court from Goff on the stretch. Jabeur's able to keep the point going, but she's been pulled from one side to the other. Brilliant defending. Drive volley on the backhand from Goff. And Jabeur responds with a brilliant whip forehand cross-court winner. How did she do that? Defending for her life and then suddenly in the blink of an eye turning defence into attack to win the point.
Walking highlights reel. And Coco Gauff played her part in that rally. She wasn't under-hitting, trying to get the ball deep, pushing on Jabeur out of position, but Jabeur was more than equal to the task.
15-all, that first serve has missed and then clattered into the advertising hoarding. A couple of bounces of the ball. The Americans ready for the second serve. Forehand return from Jabeur, who's now having to race across to slice the ball on her forehand side. And then as she regains her central court position, Goff goes back behind her. The Swiss junior Henry Burnett has lost that second set to Max Schoenhaus of Germany by 6-3. So they are into a decider on court four. Goff serving to the forehand of Ons Jabeur, who instinctively just attempts to chip her return, but it goes long. And a big, powerful serve from Goff at 194 kilometres an hour.
Goff wearing a very neat, sort of classic ensemble today. She's got a light grey, slightly flared, pleated skirt. Just off-white, sleeveless but collared top, and a lot of work goes in with the clothing manufacturers into the top players' outfits. And Coco Gauff, of course, such a now a superstar of the sport and so marketable that even more attention gets paid to what she wears.
Well, she's got to pay a little more attention to this next point because she has just double faulted to be pegged back to 4-2, 40-30. Jabeur, the conventional-looking tennis outfit, lurking behind her baseline, returning with a forehand into the net. Goff holds. She sits down, now leading by 5-2.
Yes, Jabeur, very, very classic. The sort of outfit you'd see in your tennis club, actually. Just a very kind of classic. I was going to say old-fashioned, but I don't mean old-fashioned, but a classic little tailored tennis skirt in dark blue and a collarless polo shirt in white with blue stripes down the side.
Suggestion, I think it's from Foul. I can't quite see the Twitter handle. There's an emblem in the way of it. It says, if the dog's a male, then Rafael Nadal.
Very good.
But I'm getting breaking news.
Go on.
The dog is female. Stefan has discovered that. God knows how.
He's been out of the room for about 45 minutes. He's been on important business, hasn't he? Detective work, doggy detective work.
Yeah, well, he took his telescope, some rubber gloves. The dog's been subjected to all sorts of examinations.
Just to be clear, Marcus is joking. The dog is fine. Stefan's probably just popped out to get a coffee. It was, as you may have gathered, a late night here at Radio Roland Garros.
Oh, dear. Delia's been in touch.
What's Delia cooking today? She's always cooking lovely things, Delia, and she likes to send us photos, which around lunchtime can be a bit of a challenge because you sort of think, oh, that'll be nice. I'd like that.
Well, she says she wants to appreciate the phenomenal tennis being dished up every single day. We've not had a boring match this whole tournament, says Delia, who's gone for tuxedo.
So that's good. Well, that could be work for a female dog. She also says, what about Roquefort Federer?
Very good. Very good from Jabeur It's that classic tactic, luring her opponent in. And Coco's very quick, so she gets to just about everything, but it doesn't really matter because Jabeur's there waiting, watching, and then just flicking a little volley into the open court. 30 love. And now an off forehand from Jabeur, who's coming in and playing a little half volley that doesn't quite get over the net. It's just the way she plays these shots with casual brilliance. That was a very difficult pickup as she came in behind the serve. Just tried to flick the ball ever so gently over the net. It didn't get there. So 30-15. Ace. Oh, I thought it was an ace down the middle, but it clipped the tape. Now the first serve. That one clips the tape and flies wide. Jabeur serving to stay in this second set, having won the first by 6-4. Forehand return, deep straight back at Jabeur, and her plus one is long. Alarm bells ringing now.
Some of the air has gone out of the Ons Jabeur balloon. The crowd slightly quieter than they were. Now just a little unsettled, willing her on, but the roaring belief is not quite there now.
This is with that first serve. Trying to find Manny's message again, because of course he said that Jabeur would win the first set 6-4, but would lose in three as Goff goes long. Can you find that one by any chance, Eleanor? It was
on the email.
I can't remember whether it was an email or a tweet. He's in rainy Monmouth.
Near where my parents-in-law live, Monmouth. And I can confirm it is indeed rainy.
Yes, that part of the world seems to get an abnormal amount of rain. Good hitting from Goff forces the error on the backhand side from Jabeur. And Coco now, potentially just a couple of games away from splitting sets here at 2-5 and deuce.
Kate says, I can't see the dog everyone's discussing. I'm not visually limited, I'm tech limited.
Oh, well, I am too, but I mean, come on. You can work a...
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
You're listening to Radio Roland Garros. This is a replay of today's thrilling quarterfinal between Coco Gauff and Ons Jabeur earlier today. We'll be back on air at 8 p.m. for the night session match between Stefanos Tsitsipas and Carlos Alcaraz.
A Twitter page. It's not, honestly, it's not that difficult. Or an email. Forehand, off forehand, in comes. No, Jabeur doesn't need to come in because the off forehand pushed Gauff back and she went wide with a backhand across court. Is it Kate who's technically in?
Yes, I think it's on our Twitter feed. I think it's on the Radio Roland Garros Twitter feed, is it not?
It is a photo
of the said pooch.
And honestly, Kate, Twitter, once you know how to do it, idiots like me can do it, so don't worry. You'll get the hang of it very, very quickly as Jabeur fails to get the hang of a low fizzing shot onto her forehand wing and nets. And we're back to deuce again with the Tunisian serving to stay in the second set. Good serve, off balance. Gauff gets the ball back in play and what should have been a regulation off forehand from Jabeur only finds the net. Her sparkling A game has receded somewhat to a B minus, I would suggest. And that's one of the reasons that Coco Gauff has a set point. Jabeur serves to the forehand, deep return. A rushed plus one from Jabeur goes into the net. And the balance of power has shifted quite decisively in the past 25 minutes or so. Gauff takes the second set by 6-2. And this quarterfinal is going the distance.
Well, it is. We've had two 40-minute sets there or thereabouts between these two, and the quality has been very, very high, and Gauff just lifting when she needed to, because she was in danger of going out of this tournament in straight sets with the level of play that Jabeur was finding. Gauff having gone up a break of serve in that second set, pegged back by Jabeur, and then just did what champions do, found the reserves of self-belief, the will and the certainty and the talent to be aggressive. And you have to feel now that the momentum may be with Goff.
It's very strange, you know. I can't find...
Having listened to you...
Yeah, I mean,
berating one of our listeners about their tech knowledge. I then looked, of course, in the trash folder to see if you'd accidentally deleted that email. But I can't find it either. Can you remember who it was from?
I think it was Manny. I mean, it's so difficult, this technology on Twitter.
So difficult.
It takes years to get used to it. Forget what I just said. It's a nightmare. Well, no, that's just really weird. It was definitely there, and it's vanished. So
Kate says, I found it on the Marcus Buckland Twitter page. So if it's on the Radio Roland Garros page, I'm even more of a Twitter thicko than I thought. It definitely is on Marcus's feed, but I thought we'd put it out on our own. Maybe not.
We just don't know what we're doing, basically.
Kate says it's a flat-coated retriever. She's good on dogs. What she lacks in Twitter knowledge, she makes up for in dog knowledge. I mean, in saying that, I've no idea if that's right or not, but it sounds good.
I'll take her word for it. Here we go then, into the deciding set. And it's Goff serving first once more and coming in behind her serve to put away a short return.
Well, a retriever's a very appropriate breed of dog at a tennis tournament, isn't it?
It certainly is. Mentioned their respective routes to this stage of Roland Garros 2024. Much more straightforward for Coco. She hadn't dropped a set prior to today, taking just 4 hours and 57 minutes to see off Avdiva, Zidanchek, Yastremska, and most recently, Elisabetta Cocciaretto, losing just 18 games in the process.
Yes, I thought that win over Yastremska, who's had a really good year, was particularly impressive. That stood out to me.
Forehand to forehand from behind the respective baselines. How long before Jabeur tries something special? Well, not this time. Flattish, slightly off-balance forehand from the Tunisian goes wide. She took 6 hours and 34 minutes to win her first four matches against Vickery, Osorio, Fernandez and Towson, losing one set and 35 games, so almost twice as many games as Goff, who serves at 30 love. Stefan has come back. I wonder if we can persuade Stefan before the end of this match to go and find the dog and get his name.
He already knows. I would suggest finding the owner. I mean, you can ask the dog.
Yes, Goff comes in. Stefan knows the name, so he's going to write it down. Don't give it away just yet, Stefan.
He's going to write it down and we will reveal it before the end of this match.
We will. Goff raced in there.
I'll give you a clue. It's not Kevin.
No.
It's not Cedric. It's not Rafael Nadal, although we appreciate the effort.
Oh, there were some great answers.
Iga Świątek, I think, was my favourite.
That's the best one.
Very good with the lead.
Not Rover. Not Truffles.
Not Diesel.
40 love, forehand return from Jabeur. She's on her forehand again. Off forehand, winner. Goff just stood still. Timed so well there by Ons Jabeur.
Kyle says, great work as always with this tournament. I'm listening while navigating New Jersey traffic on my way to work. Oh, you've had an early start, haven't you? I hope you can talk about some cold beverages today because I will be working outside in the 90 degree Fahrenheit weather. Go Coco and Joker.
Wow. Good luck in that traffic too. Love going to New York, but you know when you get in a car at the airport, forehand deep to the backhand side of Goff. Now Goff's going across court to the forehand again of Jabeur. Forehand to forehand. Up the line and wide from Jabeur. It's actually not that long a flight from London to New York. About 7 hours, something like that. Hold of serve for Coco Goff at the start of this deciding set. Often you have to queue up for quite a long time in the customs area, which is always a lot of fun. And then you get in the car, you're excited, and then more often than not, you get stuck in that horrendous traffic as you're inching towards that amazing city.
On the BQE, the Brooklyn Queens Expressway.
Yes.
And you actually go past the tennis centre, don't you, on your way in from the airport. Manny's got back in touch. And Manny is looking very good right about now, because Manny's prediction was 4-6.
Correct.
6-2.
Exactly right.
And Manny said 6-3 in the third set. So we'll see how good Manny is. He might be slightly better at making predictions than me.
Well, I tell you what, if Manny gets this spot on, then we're going to have to get him to predict every match for the rest of the tournament, as Goff misses going down the line on her backhand side. Jabeur, her first service game of this deciding set in what's been a really fun, intriguing quarterfinal. They've been on court for an hour and 25 minutes so far. As Jabeur misses her first serve. To follow, we have Iga Swiatek against Marketa Vondrousova, two Grand Slam champions. Backhand reply deep from Goff. Really good return. And now she's got plenty of time to weigh up her options. Goes for the off forehand. And it's a winner.
Yes, I'm interested to see that one. I had a little mild disagreement with the Empress as we were walking in today. It's never a good idea, is it?
Oh.
I said I thought Vondrousova had the capability to just rattle Iga Swiatek because of her style of play, because she's awkward to play. Of course, been a runner-up here in 2019.
Yeah.
Knows how to play on this surface. I said I didn't think it would be a rout, and she said, no.
Did she almost fall out of her sedan chair in shock?
Well, she got somebody to berate me on her behalf, obviously. She doesn't do her own berating.
No.
She got one of the junior members of staff, not even one of the seniors.
Delegation for that sort of thing is her great skill. 30-15 here, Jabeur now. And the return is wide. Good serve down the middle. And stretching to her right, Goff could not control her return. So 40-15. Ah, this is... we know what Manny thinks. But I find this fascinating. Jabeur definitely had a dip towards the end of the second set, having played some lights-out tennis to win the first.
And I think Coco Gauff lifted as well, and that's the exciting thing about this third set, is if we can get a point where they're both playing at their best.
Oh my word, that was a really brave second serve. It flew off the back edge of the service line. Gauff couldn't believe it. Her return flew long as a result. And Jabeur holds, so 1-1 deciding set. And Henry Burnett, our Swiss tip to do great things in the boys' singles this year, is 3-1 up and serving in the final set against Max Schoenhaus. If you're interested in any of the juniors, depending on where you are in the world, let us know and we'll keep an eye on their progress. And of course, you can go to the website or the official app for all the scores, all the draws, the schedule, results, latest news.
Us,
of course. Take us anywhere on the app. Forehand cross court from Jabeur. This first game of the first point of this third game, which is won by Jabeur, going down the line. Smallish gap to exploit, and she did it brilliantly.
I feel like this, almost at the heart of this game, is the tussle for momentum in this third set.
One all, love 15, second serve, Goff to the forehand, off return, backhand cross court from Coco Gauff, and Jabeur nets. Sun's gone in again, temporarily, lots of white fluffy clouds.
Very high cloud, always reminds me this sort of high cloud in a quite pale blue sky of the TV show The Simpsons. If you've seen the opening credits, it's that sort of sky. Scudding cloud, but high. No threat of the R word, which we're not going to talk about. We're not talking about that sort of weather anymore.
No, you're not talking about weather full stop, Eleanor. You've been banned as a gagging order.
I'm allowed to say what I see. I'm allowed to say what the weather is right now. I'm just not allowed to do any forecasting.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure what the judge had said exactly. Backhand long from Jabeur.
Have we found the other African woman, by the way? We're looking for The two African women who've previously been in the semi-finals here at Roland Garros in the singles, Ange Jabeur, of course, bidding to become the third. We had Amanda Kutzer.
Yeah.
And we haven't had the other one yet. So do put your thinking caps on.
We've had some suggestions which are not correct, but the man who set that question, the Earl of Barnes, has not come back from wandering around his kingdom. As the sun comes back out, and Goff finds herself at 30 all now. One all, deciding set. Signs that Jabeur is about to really flicker into life again, but not with that return. Slice forehand into the net. Chatrier now two-thirds full. Some of the more expensive seats remain unoccupied, which from a televisual point of view isn't great, because of course that's what you'll particularly see if you're watching on TV. But higher up, it's just about packed. Backhand reply now to the forehand of Goff. Forehand cross court from Jabeur, and she's got a slightly shorter ball. She clubs, oh, it's wild on the forehand side from Ange Jabeur. It's a hole for Coco. So no decisive movement as yet in this deciding set. They sit down on break, or rather on serve. What's on break?
On a break?
On a break. That's what I was trying to say. It's 1-2 in the third.
I noticed that Brad Gilbert is still among Coco Gauff's coaching team. Of course, coached Andre Agassi, Andy Murray, a known canny player himself in his day. And he's seems to have brought something extra to the Coco Gauff coaching setup. Of course, Dad Corey's always been the number one coach. But that win at the US Open just showed, I think, the progression that she's made from being this promising up-and-comer, this superstar in waiting, to almost being ordained as potentially a dominant force in women's tennis. She's in quite the era, isn't she, alongside Sabalenka, Rybakina, and of course Swiatek. It's quite some company. As I said, I think that's wonderful for the women's game, because we've had lots of great players. Obviously, there was something of a vacuum, I think, left by the retirement of Serena Williams, but no dominant force. And now we have these wonderful rivalries. We have this four-way rivalry at the very top of the women's game. And as I said, the resurgence of Jabeur would be a welcome addition to that lineup.
Well, there are definitely signs of that today. This is one heck of a rivalry out on Chatrier as Jabeur goes long with a sliced backhand. Lovely email from Christian. Has some nice words and says, just to wade into last night's highly entertaining banter with the Empress and Lady Eleanor. How about Le Big Mac, Monroe? Le Big Mac, Monroe? Or Bjorn Smorgasbord? Pretty good.
Stretching, but good.
Jabeur, 1-2, love 15. Goff fairly upright behind a baseline, watching and returning on a backhand to the backhand side of Jabeur. The forehand now is long from Goff. Oh, she's annoyed with herself there. Didn't really move her feet at all. Got that wrong. 15-all.
And just trying to shake off any negativity from that. Dancing on her toes, back into the return stance, ready to go.
Backhand return is long. Two cheap points for Jabeur. Much to her vocal supporters' delight. Matthew's come up with a suggestion for our answer. I think he's got it right.
For the African women semi-finalists at Roland Garros.
I'm not sure if he's got it right, but he's suggesting Annette de Ploy. Name I'm not familiar with. Lost the 68 semi-final to Anne Jones. Backhand from Jabeur. Now she's onto her forehand, shortish angle, forehand down the middle of the court from Goff. She's having to race around onto her backhand. Jabeur's there trying to play one of those extravagant backhand drop shots. She got it wrong. Even if it had got over the net, it would have landed in the sidelines.
Just the wrong choice of shot from Ange Jabeur. She had a lot of court to conjure with there and just tried something that was a very, very low percentage shot.
Forehand return right into the corner from Goff. It was a terrific return. It's put her in charge at this point. She wins it as Jabeur goes long on her backhand side. Now, here we go. The pendulum swung decisively in Goff's favour in the second set, and it could go even further towards the American. It will if she secures this break point at 1-2, 30-40. Jabeur serving to the forehand and missing. Wasn't sure about the call. She's going to have to accept it. So break point down, and now with a second serve. Forehand return is hit hard. Cross court then from Jabeur, slightly off balance. Goff goes down the line, and Jabeur on her backhand side is wide. And the American is building even more traction here. Having taken that second set, she's the first player to break in the decider after an hour and 35 minutes. It's Coco Gauff by 3-1.
Well, if the momentum was in Goff's favour at the start of this decider, it's certainly in her favour now. Just not enough on that second serve from Ons Jabeur allowed Coco Gauff into the point. And Goff is a Grand Slam champion. She's ruthless.
Jabeur urgently needs to bounce straight back. Well, she won't there. Terrific 1-2 punch from Goff, taking Jabeur out wide on a forehand and then coming in to hammer her plus one down the line.
You know, much has been said about Coco Gauff's personality, her eloquence, her thoughtfulness. But aside from all that, she is a competitor.
So extraordinarily mature she was when she burst onto the scene as a 15-year-old. Good body serve, even better return, to be fair, to Jabeur, right on the baseline, and then she makes an absolute mess of her off forehand, and she's down on her haunches, and this is just starting to get away from her a little bit against the 20-year-old. Coco Gauff making her fourth consecutive appearance in the quarterfinals at Roland Garros, seeking a 30th win of the year. Only three players have more victories than her on tour in 2024. Misses with that first serve. Interestingly, she's also lost to the eventual champion here in her last three appearances. So it takes someone very good to beat Coco on the clay in Paris. Forehand now is right onto the baseline from Goff. She plays a backhand to the forehand side of Jabeur. Mid-court ball for Goff down the middle of the court. So too from Jabeur. Both players hammering low, flat forehands until Jabeur goes long. And you can see the wind coming out of her sails here.
Yes, the magic is not there for Ons Jabeur right now. And Coco Gauff has a lot to do with that. Gauff just upping the pace there. Using that forehand of hers. Too much power for Ons Jabeur.
3-1, 40 love. Big serve, back into play, but a short ball for Gauff to put away. Up goes a high ball from Jabeur, who defended well just to get it back into the court. But Gauff was there, she was waiting. She hammers away the overhead. A really good hold of serve as the sun comes shining down once again. It's a sunny day right now for Coco Gauff, but Ons is in the shadows. She trails by 4-1 in the deciding set.
Well, Jahan, who's emailed us, remember our email address, frenchopenradio@fft.fr. And Jahan says, I'm so happy for Coco's resurgence. When the listener predicted 4-6, 6-2, 6-2 win for Coco before the game, and I questioned it, I told my mum that we'll hold on to that belief. And so far, so good. 4-6, 6-2. And of course, now with the break of serve, Coco Gauff going from strength to strength at the moment. Some late suggestions on dog names. If the dog is female, my guess is Marie or Antoinette. And if it's male, I'd say Napoleon. And Jahan is cheering on Coco Gauff and Novak Djokovic for the Roland Garros 2024 trophies. Did anyone in the team have Coco Gauff as their pick for the women's title?
Don't think so.
I don't think they did.
No.
Johnny says Richard Casselet. Thank you, Johnny.
Ah, we've made a meal out of that game, haven't we? Silence, quite rightly.
Bad joke.
Here's Jabeur. In a bad place now, serving at 1-4 in the deciding set. Serving to the backhand of Goff, who goes down the line, slice from Jabeur, forehand into the net from Coco. Henry Burnett, our Swiss tip in the boys' juniors, is serving at 4-2 in the deciding set against Max Schoenhaus of Germany.
It's about time Switzerland produced some decent tennis players.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. Backhand reply long from Goff. Of course, we saw one of the greats at the start of these championships, Stan Wawrinka, beating Andy Murray and then getting involved in a rare old battle in the second round before going down in, was it four very deep sets, four very long sets? Forehand into the net from Goff.
Five sets, I think.
Five sets, was it? To,
Thingy.
Him.
Yep.
That guy.
What's his name?
It was the guy that beat Cameron Norrie in the first round. Backhand reply is to the slice backhand of Jabeur. Drop shot from Goff. Jabeur will get to that easily. Drop shots back in return. Goff gets to that. High ball for Jabeur. Oh, it's brilliantly instinctively put back into court by Goff. And oh, my goodness me. And then the overhead from Jabeur was straight at Goff. He did her very best to control the ball. In the end, it goes wide. But that was brilliant from Coco.
Entertaining stuff from both players and good resilience from Coco Gauff. And I think that's a good sign. She didn't win the point, but she showed on Jabeur, I'm not going away. I'm going to make you work for absolutely everything now. Jabeur was so... Oh, she just was enjoying herself, wasn't she? So much in that first set with the tricks. Wonderful play, using those incredibly talented hands of hers. And Coco Gauff, very much a passenger, I think, for the first, 40 minutes of this match. Not so now. Very much driving.
Having said that, though, it is a hold for Ons Jabeur. So here's Gauff now at 4-2, and she goes into the net. So, although she's driving, she's got to be careful she doesn't suddenly go down a cul-de-sac. Pavel Kotov, by the way, is the name that we were both dismally failing to come up with just now.
Just point out that one of us had a full night's sleep.
I didn't sleep very well, actually. I was worried about you. Slice back into play on the forehand from Jabeur. Goff's at the net. She's being lobbed. Brilliant lob. Back goes Goff. Hooks a forehand to the forehand side of Jabeur, who is... Oh, well, she was running forwards to hit the ball. Then she nearly fell backwards. So powerfully did she strike that one across court onto the line. Looks like she could yet be capable of wrenching that wheel away from Goff. The driving, is it called a driving wheel? I'm going mad. What's
steering
it called?
Steering wheel.
Steering wheel. You know, suddenly broadcasting live and you just cannot think of the thing that you've held for donkey's years. Driving wheel. Oh, my God. Love 30. Backhand return to the backhand of Goff. Oh, she's fizzed that across court and onto the line. Terrific shot from the American.
Well, she needed that because the shot before from Ons Jabeur was a real barnstormer, wasn't it? Into the corner of the court. Almost shocking with its brilliance. And a bit of brilliance from Goff in reply.
Now she's put her first serve into the net. Goff at 4-2, 15-30. A deciding set. If you're just joining us on Radio Roland Garros, they've been on court for an hour and 43 minutes. I'm Marcus Buckland. Eleanor Preston's next to me. Backhand return from Ons Jabeur. She's now slicing that backhand to the forehand of Goff, who goes across court. Down the line, or attempted down the liner on the forehand side from Jabeur, but she nets.
And this is strong-willed play from Coco Goff. Just snuffing out any chance of a Jabeur fight back.
As I'm handed the name of the dog. 4-2, 30 all. First serve goes into the net. Very small ball boy races across the court. He's quick, agile, tiny. Second serve, forehand of Jabeur, deep to the forehand of Goff. And then the off forehand, awkward from Jabeur, and she nets. Wasn't really in the right place to play that shot.
Just wanted to hit another screaming winner. But as you said, didn't quite have her feet in the right place. That shot wasn't on. And that's what I mean sometimes about Jabeur playing low percentage tennis. It's incredibly effective, but it's not always consistent.
Game point for a 5-2 lead for Goff, who goes across court on her backhand side. Now she's onto the forehand, whipping that low to the forehand of Jabeur, who takes Goff back behind her baseline and then goes long behind Goff's baseline. It's a hold. And it takes Coco Gauff to perhaps within one game of a place in the semi-finals. Of course, Manny, to be absolutely spot on with his prediction, just needs Jabeur to hold and then for Gauff to close it out, and he will have got the three-set scoreline absolutely right.
He said 6-4 in the third, didn't he?
Oh, did he say 6-4 or 6-3?
I think so. Let me have a look. We keep losing Manny's emails. We'll have a look. Sorry if I maligned you, Manny. 6-3, you're right.
Yeah.
6-3. So Manny's looking very good right about now.
Well, he needs Jabeur to hold, and so do countless spectators inside court. Philippe Chatrier. Ladies mentioned all the Tunisian flags. You look anywhere, you can see one. They've been noisy, they're passionate. They've loved the adventure with Ons over the years. There's been heartache, of course. Three Grand Slam finals, all lost. Not made it to the semi-finals here before. Still has a chance, but she's got an awful lot of work to do. Serving to stay in this quarterfinal at 2-5 in the deciding set as the sun dips behind the fluffy clouds again. She serves to the forehand, cross-court return. Forehand down the middle of the court from Jabeur. She's now driving a forehand into the net.
Manny's prediction is in danger, and so is Ange Jabeur's further participation in this Roland Garros.
2-5, love 15, first serves into the net. There goes that little ball boy again.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
You're listening to Radio Roland Garros. This is a replay of today's thrilling quarterfinal between Coco Gauff and Ons Jabeur earlier today. We'll be back on air at 8 p.m. for the night session match between Stefanos Tsitsipas and Carlos Alcaraz.
Second serve is to the backhand, and Gauff hammers that across court. Now she's going to go down the line, slice back into play by Jabeur, but slice wide.
Well, the many, many fans of Ons Jabeur just trying to will her on. This is not the time to have a dip. She needs to make Coco Gauff work for this win.
Love 30, backhand reply, down the middle of the court. The off forehand is a winner. Just, it must have caught part of the line. Coco just goes forward and wipes the mark clear. 15-30, Jabeur to the forehand, and then an off forehand from off backhand from Jabeur, and Gauff with a floaty ball goes beyond the Jabeur baseline. Oh, it's nervy here for everybody involved. Degree of caution from both players as Jabeur hauls herself back from love 30 to 30 all in this game. But misses with the first serve. Gauff potentially still just 2 points from victory, 2 points from a place in the semi-finals. And a second serve now for Jabeur. Backhand return is hammered at the backhand wing of Jabeur. She's slicing on the backhand under pressure. She can't get the ball back into court. And here comes a match point for 20-year-old Coco Gauff, the reigning US Open champion. What can Ons Jabeur do here to get out of a hole? Serves to the forehand. The stretch is long. Good first serve was the answer.
Very timely from Ons Jabeur. Very necessary.
Now she serves out wide to the forehand. Shortish return. Hammered up the line for a winner for Jabeur.
Again, confident serving. Coco Gauff couldn't do much with that return.
From match point to game point, down the middle, and the return is deep. Plus one from Jabeur on her backhand side. Now forehand down the middle, big forehands from Coco Gauff. Great depth from Gauff, right onto the Jabeur baseline. Shorter ball, both players going down the middle of the court. Now the backhand cross court, wild and wide from Jabeur.
Great play from Coco Gauff, just endlessly pushing her opponent back, robbing her of time. And when Jabeur doesn't have time, it's less easy for her to do something unpredictable or come up with something special or conjure something from her box of magic tricks.
Sun creeps out from behind the clouds again as Jabeur serves to the forehand. And then with a plus one, go to that forehand again. Slice, lots of slice on the forehand from Gauff. Now she's slicing her backhand and she's slicing it long.
Well, you can see what Gauff was trying to do there. Very difficult shot to execute under pressure, to slice down the line, especially as Jabeur was covering.
Another game point for Jabeur. First serve goes into the net. There goes our little friend again. He's good.
He is very good. He sort of runs with both arms akimbo, doesn't he?
He does. Backhand reply, cross court, really good return, but a good backhand down the line from Jabeur. Now she's having to race across onto her forehand side. She gets the ball into Bo with a drop shot, and Coco can't deal with it. She goes into the net, and Jabeur has escaped. She's held on, and now she's telling the crowd, come on, get behind me. And they don't need a second invitation. Couldn't have been all over there.
Well,
it still could be soon. Sorry, Eleanor, but Coco has a chance to serve for the match.
Resilient and resistant from Ons Jabeur, and the arms outstretched, asking, willing this crowd to give her just an extra little burst of inspiration as Gauff serves for the match at an hour and 51 minutes.
That's a really good first serve. Floaty return, though, is inside the baseline, so the point continues. Forehand from Coco Gauff across court to the forehand of Jabeur, who flattens things out. Then a high, loopy forehand is long from Gauff.
We know that the forehand is a weapon, but it can also sometimes be a capricious friend, and it can let her down and break down. And that's what happened there, and Gauff furious with herself, because immediately in serving for this match, she's under a little bit of pressure at love 15.
Of course, if she does hold here, she'll win, and Manny will be absolutely spot on with his three-set prediction.
Well, don't tell Gauff that.
It's a double fault.
I think you put her off.
Well, you mentioned the forehand, and I love the my fault, of course, as always. You mentioned that her forehand can be a capricious friend, which was a terrific turn of phrase. The second serve is also a vulnerability at times. We have seen examples of both those, quotes, weaknesses in the first 2 points of this game.
Yeah, I mean, she's been quite open that the second serve in particular is something she's working on.
Well, she's got that serve in. It was a really good one. And she comes in behind it and hammers away a backhand. Defensive return from Jabeur. All she could do really was get the ball back into the court. And in came Coco, as quick as you like, to fire away a backhand into the open court. 15-30.
Lest we forget, she's only 20 years old, Coco Gauff. If she was the finished product, there'd be something strange going on.
Missed the first serve here, so questions of the second serve again. Oh, it was a really deep one, and the return was good as well on the forehand side from Jabeur, who's now playing an awkward half volley from just inside the baseline. Now she's looking at a slice ball from Gauff, who goes down the line with a forehand. The backhand cross court from Jabeur, slice on the backhand side from Gauff, a driven backhand from Jabeur, who's going to come in, and oh, she's made a mess of a really awkward mid-court volley again. She wandered into a difficult sort of position, and Gauff saw her coming, posed the question, and Jabeur couldn't answer it.
Coco Coco Gauff has withstood everything that Ons Jabeur has thrown at her. Merci.
5-3-30 all. Gauff to the forehand, slice back down the middle of the court, the backhand down the line from Gauff. She's coming in again with the mid-court ball forehand. Is she going to get past? Well, she doesn't get past, but she can't control the backhand volley as Jabeur went up the line. Gauff pirouetted, did her very best to control the volley on her backhand wing. She couldn't, and here, Ons Jabeur has a break back point.
Well, it was a despairing leap from Coco Gauff to try and get that ball into play. She did well to get a racket on it.
Annie's prediction could get blown to pieces here. That's a good serve. And the return's long. Chip long as the ball comes back down to Jabeur's end of the court. She shows that she can head a ball as well as kick one, which she did earlier in the match. Juice. Been gripping from start to finish this match. First serve is wide.
Quite the way to start a day of women's quarterfinals here at Roland Garros.
Iga Świątek and Markéta Vondrousova waiting in the wings. Forehand return clubbed into the net by Jabeur. She went for it.
Excellent serving under the utmost pressure from Coco Gauff. That's what Grand Slam champions can do.
After an hour and 55 minutes, a first match point for Coco Gauff. She's serving to the forehand, the return's down the middle of the court. Looped forehand deep from Gauff. She's playing a backhand now to the forehand side of Jabeur, who flattens things out. Forehand to forehand. Jabeur right on a baseline, playing the backhand drop shot. In comes Coco Gauff. She gets it back. She slips up, goes the high volley. Goff's having to go back. She turns, she swivels, she gets the ball back into play. Forehand cross court now from Jabeur. She's got another shorter ball. She's playing another drop shot, and this time Gauff can't get there. Ons Jabeur, you're a genius.
What a wonderful passage of play. And that's a match point. Both of them under tremendous pressure in that moment, and yet producing brilliance. Two exquisite drop shots from Ons Jabeur, so clever, just popping over the net, giving Coco Gauff no time. She did well to get to one of them. Back to Juice.
Extraordinary. Gauff, and well, that's not a genius return from Jabeur. She sliced that forehand return into the net. So, having saved one match point in quite brilliant fashion, Jabeur's got to do it again. Gauff is serving to her forehand. Deep return right onto the baseline, would you believe it? And Jabeur's going to come in. Oh, no, she hasn't hammered away the overhead. Oh, that she's missed an overhead. I can't believe what I have just seen. I honestly cannot believe what I've just seen. Ons Jabeur, having saved one match point in miraculous fashion, has thrown away the second one. And it's Coco Gauff who celebrates, and she celebrates with real passion. She's out on the court, she's screaming. And she is through to the semi-finals, but Ons Jabeur missing that overhead. She had two chances to get that game back to Juice. With the first one, she went straight at Gauff, and with the second one, inexplicably, she missed the court. She goes out, Coco goes through. I'm going for a lie down. Eleanor Preston's going to sum everything up.
Everything. Everything in the world. Well, what a performance from Coco Gauff in the end. She needed her resilience. She needed her experience. And Ons Jabeur just taking her racket bag, waving to the crowd as she walks off. She will always be such a popular player. So much support here today. The crowd at moments gave her the inspiration she needed to produce the magic that we know Ons Jabeur is capable of. Let's hope for her that this marks something of a resurgence in form. It's been a difficult year for the Tunisian. In a moment, we'll hear from Coco Gauff. And there was such an outpouring of relief, wasn't there? After match point, you saw her celebrate, both hands pumping. So much adrenaline coursing through her body. and she is back in the semi-finals here at Roland Garros. And as I said, if this is the hors d'oeuvre for what we're going to get served up today in the women's court,